A Knish Temptation. Written September 29th, 1998. Then I walked about 200 meters. Just past the courthouse, I saw another vendor. I was still drinking from the first can. I had not finished even half, but I threw it into the garbage bin and went up to the second vendor. I said to myself, "Today I am in the world of amusement, so let me have another experience." This vendor was short, about 40 years old, and he had a mustache. He was very polite, and from his accent I knew that he was Puerto Rican. I asked him the same question, "Do you have Diet Snapple?" Very politely he said, "Yes, we have." He charged me $1.30, 15 cents less than the previous one. He was so kind and polite. Then I noticed that he was also selling knishes. Knishes have become my most favorite snack. An argument was going on inside my head whether to buy one. Temptation and greed were on my side, and my stupid diet was on the other. I was saying to myself, "In the morning I took a knish. Now again I have to do it? Tomorrow I will feel miserable when I get on the scale. Yesterday I took a knish after 8 o'clock at night and I gained weight. So today I promised that after 4 o'clock I would not eat anything. Now it is already after 4 o'clock. Then my greed and temptation would say, "Who cares if tomorrow I gain 1 pound?" The argument was going this side and that side. I felt miserable. Finally, my diet won. I had to be content with my Snapple. This time I drank the whole can.